Greetings from outdoors. The plays of Shakespeare are filled with references to herbs and flowers. Here's fennel for you and columbines. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they all withered when my father died. In Hamlet, when Ophelia mentions flowers, Shakespeare was making statements that probably were quite obvious to his audiences. In Elizabethan times, fennel was a symbol of flattery, while columbines signified marital infidelity and ingratitude. Curiously, the columbines in England are blue, while at Interlaken they are red. Here in America, columbines are pollinated by hummingbirds, creatures strongly attracted by the color red. But hummingbirds do not live in Europe. So to attract insects, which do not respond to the red end of the spectrum, English wildflowers are more likely to be blue or violet. When Shakespeare mentioned violets, which he did 18 times, the term was used for any sweet-smelling flower. And violets were symbols of loyalty. These plants are perennials, loyally blooming in the same place each year. I don't think Ophelia was a naturalist. She wrote garlands using nettles. And when she spoke of flowers, she probably was not discussing botany, but rather revealing her somewhat troubled true feelings. I'm Kagan Haringa. Outdoors.